complete the following sentence. You go to the library to check out. The obvious answer is books, but a harder question might be, what do we mean by book? Electronic books, or e-books, have established a firm foothold in American society. The big online bookseller Amazon, for instance, recently announced that less than 4 years after introducing them to its catalog, it's now selling more electronic versions of its book titles than printed ones. And this past April, Encyclopedia Britannica, the world's oldest and largest maker of encyclopedias, a staple in any library, announced it would no longer publish a print edition. Last week, the Pew Internet and American Life Project released a survey about the use of e-books by library patrons. It found that 12% of Americans aged 16 and older who read e-books say they had borrowed at least one from a library within the past year. But the survey found that the broader public, including 58% of those who have library cards, and 53% of people who own electronic book readers are not aware that they can find and check out e-books from public libraries, even though 3/4 of the libraries offer that service. Pew Internet Project Director Lee Rainey noted that e-book borrowing is becoming more popular at the same time that publishers, who are selling plenty of e-books and fewer hard copy editions, are worried that free e-book checkouts at the library will hurt sales. In February, for instance, the big publisher Penguin Books stopped supplying its new e-books and audio books to libraries. Penguin just reached an agreement to resume supplying one big library system in New York City, but not until 6 months after they're released. That way, those who want the latest books will have to buy them. So things are a little murky in the library world when it comes to electronic books. More and more patrons want them, but publishers are giving the libraries a hard time about offering them. Demand's not the problem. Supply may soon be. I'm Ted Lanfair.